Support for WPR comes from Isthmus Partners, an independent asset management firm offering comprehensive financial planning and tailored investment solutions for clients nationwide. More at isthmuspartnersllc.com.
Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library Card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org.
It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up in our Curious Wisconsin segment today, we'll look at the contributions of Eau Claire and Western Wisconsin to Major League Baseball and talk about how one of the greatest players of all time got his start in the Chippewa Valley.
First, State School Superintendent Tony Evers just announced the formation of a task force charged with recommending solutions to the racial achievement gap in the Milwaukee area and across the state.
The announcement comes months after a national assessment that showed that the gap between black and white students in Wisconsin was the widest in the nation, and days after a report that ranked the state as the worst in the nation for African-American children.
The task force is being led by Damon Means, superintendent of the Mequon-Thiensville School District, and he joins us now to talk about what he hopes to accomplish. Damon, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, as we said, you're heading up this new task force to help close the achievement gap. It seems like starting with Milwaukee and then extrapolating out to the rest of the state. Why is this the right time for a task force like this?
I think it's the right time because we have known as educators in the state of Wisconsin that children of color, not only African-American students, but Hispanic students have ranked near the bottom when you look at the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or the NAEP results. And as a state, we continue to talk about increasing job opportunities and making our state more appealing from an economic standpoint. If we are ignoring the educational pursuits of children of color in our state, then we are failing our children, but more importantly, we're failing to prepare Wisconsin for the future.
It seems like there's been a lot of bad news about student achievement and racial disparities in schools in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee this year alone. When you get together with other educators, what do you think about this? What do you say to each other about it?
What we say is that we have to do a much better job than what we're currently doing collectively. And I think the other issue that we're really excited to tackle, State Superintendent Tony Evers and I, we're excited to tackle the issue of perception with this task force. When you talk about the fact that there are children of color who are underperforming in our state, typically people will turn their attention to Milwaukee or Racine or Madison, all the urban areas of our state. But when you see the migration of families of color in our state, people are living in non-urban areas now, so it's not unusual for families of color to live in areas like Toma or Superior. And so this is a statewide issue. It's not a Milwaukee issue or an urban issue, but it's truly an issue that we all need to get our arms wrapped around if we're going to make Wisconsin a brighter place for the next generation.
Have you gotten far enough along to know what your major goals are?
Yes, we do have three major goals. The first is to examine and recommend proactive instructional strategies to close the gaps among our children in Wisconsin. The second is to develop a resource for Wisconsin teachers, principals, school board members to use as they're working towards closing the achievement gaps. And then finally, some governance suggestions for school board members as they work towards closing the achievement gaps as well. So we want to hit all three levels. We want to hit the classroom level, clearly, but also school-wide strategies. And then finally, some strategies that school board members can utilize in their role as governance leaders.
And what can you tell us about the makeup of the task force? Who are the other people joining you in this?
Sure. We have a really exciting group that we're bringing together, and we're really excited about who will be working with us. We took a look at schools across our state who are demonstrating work and progress in closing the achievement gaps. We have teachers from Fond du Lac, Beloit, the Madison Metropolitan School District, West Allis, West Milwaukee, Janesville, the Menominee Indian School District, Oshkosh, Wausau. We also have educators from Racine and Sun Prairie and Green Bay. But we're also working with our charter and voucher colleagues as well. So there will be members from the that community and that school community as well, Notre Dame Middle School and St. Marcus and other places as well. I think we have a very diverse group of educators who will come to the table and help us address this issue. But Dr. Evers, State Superintendent Evers, had a vision that he wanted to ensure that the task force was mainly comprised of teachers, people who are working in schools and who are achieving great success and closing the gaps. And I think that's the most exciting element of this task force.
Now, there are education pundits, Diane Ravitch is one, who say that you'll never close the achievement gap until you tackle poverty. Do you imagine looking at issues like that extend beyond school walls, or will it stay strictly within the school?
Well, I think we're going to have to look at some elements of poverty and how poverty impacts children and their learning. But I think ultimately what we want to focus our primary attention to is what can we do once the children come to the schoolhouse door? What can we provide as an educational institution or an organization once those children come to our schools? And that's going to be our primary focus. As a side note, I serve on a committee or group. It's called the Social Development Commission in the city of Milwaukee. We, with the SDC group, we're actually looking at the poverty issue closer than what this task force that Tony Evers has put together. And so I guess the walk that I will be involved in the next few months will clearly address not only the instructional side of things, which is the DPI task force, but I will also be working with our SDC task force on looking at poverty and how it impacts children as well.
And you're not just dealing with the divide between black students and white students. There are other racial gaps you'd like to address as well.
Absolutely. As the NAEP score showed, our Hispanic students are underperforming in our state, but I'm also concerned about subgroups like our economically disadvantaged students. I'm concerned about our special needs students. There are a lot of subgroups in our state who are underperforming when you look at their test scores. But it goes beyond test scores, I think. I think this also has to do with the type of connections that these young people feel that they have with their local schools. And typically, when a child feels connected to the school that they attend, they perform better. And so not only do we want to address the gaps that we see from standardized test scores, but we also want to make sure that our schools are welcoming places for all subgroups, regardless of the location of the school.
Now, closer to home for you, what approaches have you used in the Mequon-Thiensville district to try and close the racial achievement gap?
We have we've used a few different strategies. I think the one that we're most proud of is that we established a teacher-led group called the District Equity Leadership Team. And so it's a team of teachers, but there's also some principals on the team that look at our data. They lead professional development opportunities for our teachers inside the district. They teach our teaching force how to be more culturally competent. And so we felt that it was crucial to make sure that our teacher leaders were leading the charge in delivering the message around cultural competency. Anytime that something like this is top down and administrators are telling teachers that this is what you should do, it never works. Teachers respect one another. They respect other teachers. And so we felt that developing our district equity leadership team was something that was very important. It may sound small, but another strategy that we've used is that we've started talking about the racial gaps in terms of student performance very candidly and frankly and openly. Typically, educators are uncomfortable in talking about racial issues and racial performance of subgroups. And so what we've done in our school district, we've made it safe to talk about these issues and to to address them with strategies. The last thing I would say that we've done is we've continued to try to make our school communities a welcoming place for all students, regardless of the subgroup that they belong to. Those are three very tangible strategies that we've utilized in Mequon-Thiensville. And if you look at our state report card that's issued by a DPI, we do very well in closing gaps based on that objective metric.
Damon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you following our work.
Damon Means is the superintendent of the Mequon-Thiensville School District. He was just chosen to lead a task force to address the racial achievement gap for students in the Milwaukee area.